Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way. A girl to hold in my arms and know the magic of her charm.
That's Bobby Darin bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thank you very much. For hanging out with me, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with Dr. Burton W. Folsom, Jr., longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust, the original historian of our Brain Trust, a professor of history at Hillsdale College, author of many books, including New Deal or Raw Deal, FDR, How FDR's Economic Legacy Has Damaged America, and the new book, FDR Goes to War, which he co-authored with his wife, Anita Folsom. Bert, thanks again for hanging out with us. Bert,
good to be with you.
I've written about this. I've been so upset about this that I've written about it, even though it's a little bit off my beaten path. But I wrote a piece and published it this week titled The National Prime Question of Our Time. And
yeah.
Here's the national prime question. Every American needs to ask themselves, and I mean this, folks, look into your heart, look into your soul, contemplate your citizenship in America, and ask yourself this question: which is more precious to me, liberty or security? And before you answer that, remember what founder Benjamin Franklin said to us over 200 years ago. He said, when you trade liberty for safety, you're likely to get neither. Bert, what do you think?
I agree. It is one of the perpetual balances in history. And the founders recognized it. If we read the Federalist Papers, we can see them wrestling with this.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have a government strong enough to create order. But once you have that, as Madison said, James Madison in Federalist Paper number 51, you have to have a government, then it has to be able to control itself. Because once you get that security, you give the government enough power to give you security, the danger then is that you get the all-powerful government and you lose your liberty.
That's exactly right. And see, just like in so many things, we now have the digital capability for the government to be overbearing, overpowering, and all up in our business 24/7, don't we?
Well, we sure do.
I mean, the snooping on Americans is not new. You talk about that in your book, in your work, Bert. Because I mean, politicians have been snooping on each other for centuries, but now in the digital world, it can get out of hand, can it?
Right, and I mean, the one joke was that we had snooping on everybody, but they apparently missed Edward Snowden.
Exactly.
Everybody got snooped on, but the guy who left the country.
Well, how about the guys who blew up, set the bombs off in Boston?
Right. This is
or the guy who shot the people in Fort Worth. I mean Fort Hood, Texas.
It's not even clear that granting all this power, and of course it's now available, actually reduces the whole problem, or actually increases our security. It's not clear. It might, Jim, but it's not absolutely clear that it does. But it is.
Well,
dangerous.
What do you think about the Fourth Amendment? I mean, isn't the Fourth Amendment pretty unambiguous?
Well, I think so, and it was, of course, the founders were extremely worried about the British, and that you get a lot of that coming in with the Fourth Amendment.
Right.
The FDR was a key person here because the technology of the 1930s and 40s was wiretapping. We didn't have any digital, and we didn't have cameras out there that could but we had that at least had the capabilities they do today.
Mm-hmm.
But we did have wiretapping capabilities, and it's very interesting to note that FDR wanted during World War II to wiretap in order to possible Nazi spies. But from there it went to Republican congressmen, and from there it went even to James Farley, who was in his cabinet, got wiretapped, and even Eleanor, his wife, was wiretapped. In other words, you start with a just cause, and then it very quickly moves into other people from there.
This is
the very hard to stop.
This is the problem with this. You know, the point I made in the piece I wrote, Bert, is that when we think of, when we say, okay, the government should have the ability to do these things. Okay, we kind of all agree that the government could benefit from knowing some of these things, but then you realize the government is not some you know, some abstract object.
Right. It's not a neutral force.
The government are human beings, some of which we know their names and their faces, and we don't trust them.
Well, it's like saying that people who owe taxes ought to pay them. Therefore, we ought to have a strong IRS. Well, what's the consequences now of a strong IRS subject to all sorts of politicization, which, again, started under Franklin
right.
Roosevelt?
And so, but isn't it, I mean, the irony is incredible, Bert, when you think that back in the middle of May, President Obama gave two speeches at schools, commencement speeches, where he said, don't listen to people. Don't even engage people who tell you big government is bad. Big government is fine. Big government. He gave all the reasons why big government is great, and don't even have a debate about whether it's great or not, he said, which just blew me away. And within a week, all these scandals started raining down on him. I mean, the irony is amazing, isn't it?
That we're big government connected, right? He gave that Ohio State commencement speech. And, you know, Thomas Paine, one of our founders, said, government at its very best, is a necessary evil. At its worst, it's an intolerable one.
Yeah.
And that is the range that you have. And that is something that modern-day Americans, many of them, miss.
But Bert, we're lost if we can't get Americans to become more engaged and get indignant about these things.
Well, I think so, and I think there's more of that that's happening.
I think
the poll numbers, president's poll numbers, are gradually shifting.
People are waking up a little bit.
Yeah.
I hope it's because people like us are talking about it.
I think so.
And folks, remember what I've said many times to you on the show. The problem with humanity is the humans. And the problem with the government is the humans. We need less government, smaller government. You'll have fewer humans doing it and fewer problems. Tintel, stay with us. Right back with Bert Folsom.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.